the Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. The people of Arroyo Seco, yet even. You really do need to visit the Capilla of Arroyo Seco, said Padre Martinez to the Hermit, who was quietly rinsing out his bowl. It is a dusty little village with quite a history. Did you know that it is the only village in New Mexico dedicated to God himself? Giovanni fixed his attention on the older man and waited for him to unravel the mystery that he was dangling in front of him. There were 17 churches in New Mexico, he said, built between 1598 and 1857. The oldest is the Church of San Juan Bautista in San Juan Pueblo. That was followed by the Church of San Francisco in Santa Fe in 1610 and the Church of San Agustin in Isleta in 1613. San Miguel in Socorro in 1615, and Santa Cruz de la Cañada in 1695. In 1699, the Church of Nuestra Señora de los Dolores went up in Bernalillo, followed by San Felipe in Albuquerque in 1706, Inmaculada Concepción in Tomé in 1739, Santo Tomás in Abiquiú in 1740, Nuestra Señora de Belén in 1793, and San Miguel del Vado in Ribera in 1807. That's 11 churches so far, said the hermit, counting off on his fingers as Padre Martinez was talking. Then I decided that the 12th church should be Nuestra Señora de Guadalupe here in Taos in 1826, stated the older priest matter-of-factly. Giovanni looked at him, amused by his fascination with numbers and chronology. The number 12 seemed to have a special significance for Padre Martinez. After this one, he said, indicating the church just beyond the patio wall, came San Antonio in Peñasco in 1827, followed by San Antonio in Cuesta in 1841, Nuestra Señora de los Dolores in Las Vegas in 1851, Santa Gertrudis in Mora in 1856, and San Jose in Anton Chico in 1857. But you were going to tell me about the capilla in Arroyo Seco, the hermit reminded him. Ah, yes, retorted Padre Martinez, but that is still a chapel, not an independent parish building. Yet it dates back to 1834 when it was completed. But the reason that I wanted you to visit it, he went on, is because there is something fascinating buried underneath the altar. He knew that he had the holy hermit's full attention. Martinez stood up slowly and brushed some crumbs off his cassock. He stretched the small of his back and he yawned. The settlers of that valley, he said, pointing toward the northeast, were very devout. Their parents and grandparents had built the church building with much building. The adobe walls span a width of 6 feet at its base and taper off to only 4 feet at the top. They built it in the shape of a cross when it is seen from the hills approaching Arroyo Seco. But when I told them that the new bishop of Santa Fe had declared that their penitentiary practices were outlawed by the Pope himself, they got very angry. I told them that I had had a conversation with Bishop Lamy, and that I had tried to make him see reason, pointing out the fact that were it not for these same penitente brothers, the Catholic Church would have died out in this region centuries ago. But he would not listen to what he thought was a dissident voice. The penitentes had been using the left transept of the church as a meeting room. When they found out that they were considered outlawed, they took that transept down brick by brick, and they re-erected another room, a meeting room, a morada, just up the road from there. Still, they were very sore at the cultural insensitivity of Pope Pius IX. Giovanni put his right hand against his cheek and he stared, fascinated by the tale of Padre Martinez, who was going on without pause. They sent for a gold-plated copper medallion from Rome, bearing the image of Pope Pius IX. It was brought in Apostolic See in Baltimore, Maryland, and then by stagecoach into the Taos Valley. The medallion to Arroyo Seco and held us a mass for it, Father Lucero of Arroyo Hondo. We blessed it with holy water and incense. With the faithful gathered just after we had the altar moved just slightly and had dug a hole a few inches deep. What were you planning? Were you exploded the hermit who had been kept in suspense long enough? Padre Martinez fixed his eyes on Giovanni, and without changing the tone of his voice, he said, "We took the medallion, and we buried the effigy of the Pope face down in the dirt floor. We had the altar moved back on top of the site, said the final blessing, sing, boom. Our culture must survive, despite those who don't know any better." You have been walking the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios. Thank you.